Welcome back. You're here because you get it. Standing still in affiliate marketing. That's basically moving backwards these days.
It really is.
To really, you know, carve out your space, you need to see what's coming down the pipeline.
That's the truth. The currents in this industry are, well, they're strong. Understanding them is key to not just staying afloat, but actually riding the wave.
Absolutely. So for this deep dive, we've rolled up our sleeves, gone through a ton of information, articles, research, the works, to pinpoint the trends that look set to really define affiliate marketing in 2025.
Yeah, our goal here is pretty simple. Pull out the really significant insights, the stuff you can actually use, and maybe, you know, a few things that'll make you go, huh, didn't see that coming.
Exactly. All to help you not just keep up, but hopefully leap ahead.
Let's do it.
Okay, let's dive straight into it. First up, AI, artificial intelligence and automation. The speed of progress here feels, well, almost exponential.
It really does.
And it's clear these aren't just like futuristic toys anymore. They're rapidly becoming the bedrock of effective marketing.
And what's really striking is how deeply AI is embedding itself into the consumer experience. I mean, look at chatbots. Projections show that market ballooning to, what, $15.5 billion by 2028?
Wow.
Yeah, up from $5.4 billion just last year. That tells you something big about how people expect to interact with brands now.
Right. And it's not just about getting quick answers, is it? A huge chunk, 73% of consumers, actually believe AI will lead to better customer service.
That's a high bar.
It is, but also a massive opportunity.
And it's not just text either. Think about generative AI tools like Sora. The ability to spin up engaging video ads from like simple text prompts. That could completely democratize video creation for affiliates.
Oh yeah.
Opening doors to visually rich campaigns. Things like dynamic product demos generated almost on the fly. Imagine that.
That's where it really clicks for me.
Yeah.
Imagine the level of hyper-targeting you can get when AI and machine learning chew through those mountains of data we all have access to.
Yeah.
Campaigns could become incredibly laser-focused.
And it's happening already. We're seeing significant adoption. Nearly 60% of marketers are already using AI tools.
60%.
Yeah. Content creation's leading the pack at 52%, then social media at 39%, chatbots around 34%. This isn't some fringe tech anymore. It's going mainstream fast.
And the personalization in video ads. It's getting wild. AI tailoring visuals in real time based on who's watching, their demographics, purchase history, interests.
It's like having an ad individually crafted for each viewer right in that moment.
Incredible.
Precisely. And it's not just about serving the right ad image. These sophisticated AI algorithms are getting scary good at predicting what content or offer a specific user will find most valuable.
Which translates directly to
higher engagement, better conversion rates, and ultimately stronger brand loyalty over time.
So this isn't just efficiency for us marketers. It's about creating genuinely more relevant, more engaging experiences for the audience.
Exactly. And the good news is these tools are becoming more user-friendly. You don't need a PhD in data science to start leveraging them.
Okay, so practical tip time. How can someone start applying this right now?
Well, a good starting point is using AI-powered tools to analyze your existing affiliate performance data. Look for patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You might uncover unexpected correlations, maybe untapped growth areas. Is it certain content formats converting better? Specific demographics you're missing? AI can help surface that.
Right. Finding those hidden opportunities in the data you already have.
Okay. Let's pivot slightly. Another critical piece. Omnichannel marketing and personalization.
Yeah. This one sounds a bit jargony sometimes, but
it does.
But it really boils down to making the customer experience feel joined up and tailored no matter where or how they interact with a brand.
And customers expect that now, don't they? They don't think email channel versus social channel.
Not at all. They see one single brand. So omnichannel marketing is about building that unified experience, seamlessly integrating all those touch points, website, app, email, social, even in-store, if relevant. And personalization is what makes that integration actually work, right? Like relevant product recommendations following you across platforms or timely SMS offers based on browsing.
Exactly. Or just consistent, helpful support. That's what builds real loyalty. Consistent, relevant interactions.
But it's tough to get right, apparently. I saw only about a quarter, 27% of senior marketers feel their omnichannel journeys are truly seamless.
Yeah, there's a significant gap there, a real disconnect between ambition and reality for many brands.
And that disconnect is risky. Especially when, get this, 75% of consumers say they'll spend more for a fantastic customer experience.
Wow, three quarters.
Yeah, and the kicker. Over half will switch brands after just one negative experience if it feels impersonal. One.
That's a low tolerance for generic stuff.
Seriously low.
Which really underlines why marketing automation is so crucial here. It's the tech that enables you to deliver that scalable personalization efficiently across all those channels.
So the takeaway is pretty stark. Personalization isn't a nice to have anymore. It's essential. It fuels retention, loyalty. It's becoming the baseline expectation.
Absolutely. Connected, tailored experiences. That's the minimum standard now.
So a pro tip for getting better at this.
Actively solicit customer feedback, first off. Then really use AI-driven analytics and segmentation to understand their needs, predict what they might want next, and ensure your messaging is timely and genuinely relevant. Don't just guess.
Use the data. Okay, let's talk about the devices practically glued to everyone's hand. Mobile.
Yes, the mobile phone. Feels like the absolute epicenter of online activity now.
The numbers are just huge, aren't they? Mobile devices driving, what, around 59% of all global internet traffic?
Yep, the majority. A massive audience concentrated right there in their pockets.
And the engagement on some platforms. TikTok users spending an average of 52 minutes a day just on that one app.
It's mind-boggling engagement potential if you can tap into it effectively.
So the takeaway seems pretty straightforward here.
Yeah, it's critical. Mobile cannot be an afterthought. You absolutely need a mobile-first mindset in everything you do. It's not just a channel. It's arguably the dominant environment.
So beyond just having a responsive website, what's a practical way to really unlock that mobile potential? What's the pro tip?
Okay, so yeah, responsiveness is table stakes, but you need to optimize everything for mobile. Sharper visuals for small screens, easily tackable CTAs, a super smooth mobile checkout.
Right, no friction.
Zero friction. And explore interactive formats built for mobile things like swipeable ad carousels or those super engaging short form videos.
Speaking of video, man, feels like that's become the main language of the internet.
It really has. Video just has this incredible power, doesn't it? To tell stories, simplify complex messages, build trust, especially when attention spans are, let's face it, shrinking.
And that short form video, TikTok, Reels, Shorts, seems like the absolute go-to for grabbing younger demographics particularly.
Absolutely. But it's broadening out too. Nearly 60% of small businesses are now using short form video. It's not just for teenagers anymore.
Interesting. And we're seeing those influencer-led video campaigns just explode on TikTok, YouTube, Reels. That personal recommendation seems to carry so much weight in a video format.
Precisely. And then you've got the rise of shoppable videos. That's a game changer.
How so?
Letting viewers go seamlessly from watching a product demo or review straight to making a purchase, often right within the video player itself, it collapses the funnel.
Frictionless again. The stats around video generally are pretty staggering, aren't they?
Yeah.
Online video was over 82% of consumer internet traffic back in 2022.
Yeah, a dominant force. And still growing. In 2023, 91% of businesses used video marketing, up from 86%.
91%.
And get this, 87% of marketers directly link video to increased sales. Plus, 82% of consumers say video actually influences their purchase decisions.
So, bottom line, if you're not seriously incorporating video into your affiliate strategy, you're really risking becoming irrelevant pretty quickly.
You really are. But the upside is huge. Short form, influencers, shoppable, so many possibilities.
And the pro tip for video, you mentioned mobile.
Yeah, always optimize for mobile. Think vertical formats. Keep those CTAs concise and super easy to tap on a small screen. Assume they're watching on their phone.
Okay, so we've grabbed their attention with awesome video. How do we keep them hooked? Keep them moving towards that conversion.
That leads us right into prioritizing engagement through, well, quality content and interactivity. It's a real shift away from just broadcasting at people.
Towards creating experiences.
Exactly. Valuable experiences that draw people in and actually hold their attention.
And the data backs this up. I saw something like 83% of marketers now prioritize content quality over just churning out volume.
Precisely. They get it. A smaller, genuinely engaged audience is way more valuable than a huge, indifferent one. Look at short-form video again. Retention rates are high. Most videos get watched over 40%, a big chunk over 80%.
That's sticky.
Very sticky. It shows people are valuing the content.
And interactive videos. That sounds like a great way to deepen engagement. Educating, simplifying, storytelling.
Absolutely. And right. Think beyond just video. Gamified content. Interactive stuff like polls, quizzes, maybe simple branded mini games. These can massively lift user interaction and the time people spend engaging with your content.
So it's really about depth over breadth now. Authenticity, meaningful engagement. That's how you cut through the noise.
That's the core message. Depth wins.
Okay, practical tip. How do we know it's working with interactive stuff?
Dig into your analytics. Seriously track how your audience behaves with these formats. Where do they click in a quiz? How long do they watch an interactive video before acting? Use those insights to fuel your next piece of content. Learn and iterate.
Makes sense. Now let's talk about going live. Mm-hmm. Live video, it feels a bit scary for some maybe, but potentially powerful.
It can feel daunting, yeah. But you hit on the core benefit. Live video fosters authenticity, transparency, immediacy. Stuff pre-recorded content struggles to replicate.
That real-time interaction.
Exactly. It builds a stronger sense of community, allows for immediate Q&A, makes the brand feel more human.
And the platforms are there, right? Yeah. YouTube Live, Facebook Live, Instagram Live. Perfect for launches, Q&As, behind-the-scenes stuff.
Loads of options. The key takeaway is that real-time engagement is a potential game-changer for humanizing your message and really deepening trust.
So if someone's thinking about trying live video, what's a good way to start? Pro tip.
Don't feel you have to do a massive production. Experiment. Try different formats. Maybe a simple tutorial, run interactive polls during the live stream, host a dedicated Q&A,
okay.
And crucially, promote your stream in advance. Build some buzz. And afterwards, save the recording. Keep engaging with comments. Extend its life.
Good advice. All right, this next area is interesting. Uncovering niche opportunities. Platforms maybe not top of mind for affiliate marketing, like Reddit. Even Microsoft.
Exactly. While the big guys get all the attention, these platforms offer access to incredibly engaged, often very specific communities. Plus, some cutting-edge ad tools are emerging there.
I was genuinely surprised by this stat.
Yeah.
Plus, Reddit showing up in like 32 billion Google searches.
Yeah.
That's huge. It really shows the influence those communities have on actual purchase decisions. Mm-hmm. People are actively seeking opinions there.
They are, and Reddit itself is growing fast, reported 50% year-over-year growth in revenue and active users in Q2 2024. That's a big active audience.
And Microsoft, what's the angle there?
Well, they're increasingly a player, especially with all the AI integration into Bing and the Edge browser. That could open up new ways for marketers to do really precise targeting and personalization.
So the idea is, don't put all your eggs in the usual baskets.
Pretty much. Be open to exploring these less conventional platforms. Tailor your strategies, though. Reddit needs community focus. Microsoft offers AI tools. Different approaches are needed.
So the pro tip for these niche platforms?
For Reddit, authenticity first, always.
Mm-hmm.
Engage genuinely, provide value, build trust before you promote anything. Community is everything there.
Right.
For Microsoft.experiment. Play around with their AI-powered ad tools. See how you can refine targeting and maybe reach users in ways you haven't before.
Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. Performance, product ads, and really watching those e-commerce KPIs.
Yeah, product ads are super powerful. They hit consumers often right when they're ready to buy. So strong ROI potential there.
And tracking those key performance indicators, conversion rates, add-to-basket metrics, all that. That gives you the real-time pulse, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It shows what's working, what's not right now. But more than that, these insights help you spot trends, maybe even anticipate online sales patterns for 2025. It gives you a competitive edge.
It's about connecting the marketing dots directly to customer actions.
Precisely. Understanding that synergy improves ROI and gives you that nuanced picture of consumer behavior.
So how can people really leverage this data effectively? What's the tip?
Regularly compare your KPIs across different platforms and campaigns. Don't just look at overall numbers.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe one platform drives lots of add to baskets, but few checkouts. That tells you something specific to investigate on that channel. Integrate these granular insights back into your bigger strategy. Constant optimization.
Got it. Okay, this next one sounds futuristic, but maybe it's closer than we think. Augmented reality, AR.
It definitely sounds cutting edge, but yeah, it's moving beyond just being a novelty. AR is all about blending digital stuff with the real world for genuinely immersive experiences.
And the market growth projection is insane, isn't it? Something like $198 billion by 2025, fueled mainly by mobile marketing uses.
That's the number. And a Deloitte study found 71% of consumers said they'd shop more often if AR experiences were available.
71%? That's not a gimmick. That's influencing behavior.
Exactly. It can actually drive purchasing. We're even seeing AR integrated into standard display ads now by companies like GenieR and yeah. AudienceX.
In banners.
Yep. Cutting edge stuff. The big takeaway is AR is fast becoming a real tool for boosting engagement and bridging that gap between initial interest and actually buying something.
So for someone curious about AR but maybe intimidated, what's a good starting point, a pro tip?
Start small. Experiment with AR-enhanced ad formats that are becoming more accessible. Think virtual try-ons for clothes or makeup.
Okay.
Platforms like Shopify AR or Snap AR actually offer relatively user-friendly tools now, making it easier to integrate these into your existing e-commerce or social strategies. Dip your toes in.
All right. Let's touch on something that feels increasingly important, almost foundational. Purpose-driven marketing.
Yes. This feels like a deeper shift in consumer mindset.
How so?
People, more than ever, are making conscious choices. They want to support brands that align with their personal values, sustainability, ethics, social responsibility, whatever it might be.
It's not just about the product anymore.
Not just about the product. And by 2025, forecasts suggest this trend will only get stronger. Consumers will be even more deliberate about where their money goes.
So purpose-driven marketing is what exactly?
It's centering your brand's story and actions around those shared values. For affiliates, this means really thinking about partnerships. Partnering with brands that genuinely resonate on this level.
And then communicating that.
Yeah, and telling those stories of impact effectively. Consumers want to know the why behind the brand.
So the pro tip for affiliates wanting to lean into this.
Showcase the tangible impact. Don't just say a brand is eco-friendly. Show how. Use storytelling. Illustrate how purchasing contributes to a larger cause. Make people feel their purchase matters beyond just the transaction.
Right. Connect the dots for them. Okay, final area. Let's shift slightly to B2B. Trust seems like it plays an even more critical role there.
Oh, absolutely. B2B decisions often involve bigger budgets, more stakeholders. Trust is paramount. And buyers are heavily relying on third-party validation.
Independent sources. I saw a Gartner stat, 65% of B2B buyers use YouTube in their purchase research.
65%, that's huge. Relying on video, often from third parties, for serious business decisions.
And they rate those third-party interactions as more important than talking directly to the supplier.
Yeah, 1.4 times more important, according to one study. And peer recommendations, online reviews, they influence about a third of B2B buying decisions.
Wow. So even in B2B, which we think of as rational, there's a huge emotional component driven by trust and what others are saying.
Exactly. Emotional connection, built on credibility, drives those rational decisions.
So how can B2B affiliates leverage this? What's the tip?
Amplify that third-party validation. Share positive reviews, detailed case studies, testimonials from credible sources, and invest in video. Customer success stories, peer testimonials on platforms like YouTube that builds massive credibility, use unbiased proof.
Makes total sense. Well, wow, we have covered a lot of ground today.
We certainly have.
I mean, AI and automation, that deep personalization through omnichannel, the absolute dominance of mobile, the power of video, especially short form and interactive.
Right, and the need for quality engagement, the potential of live video, or exploring niche platforms like Reddit and Microsoft.
Not forgetting product ads and tracking those crucial e-commerce KPIs, the emergence of AR, the rise of purpose-driven marketing.
And finally, that critical role of trust and third-party validation, especially in B2B.
It really paints a picture of affiliate marketing in 2025 at this intersection of serious innovation and huge opportunity.
Absolutely. It's a dynamic field, no doubt about it. Ripe with potential for those willing to adapt and embrace these trends.
So for you listening right now, the big question, the crucial one is, how are you going to take these insights and actually weave them into your own strategies?
Yeah. Will you dive deeper into AI personalization? Maybe finally commit to that seamless omnichannel experience? Or perhaps experiment with AR?
The real success, it seems, in this evolving landscape is going to come from strategically marrying these innovations with what always matters, customer-centric thinking, building trust, and having a clear purpose.
Well said. It's that blend of tech and humanity.
Okay, let's leave you with a final provocative thought. Thinking about everything we've discussed, which of these evolving trends, AI, video, purpose, AR, whatever jumps out at you, presents the most immediate and significant opportunity for you to deepen your connection with your audience and drive truly meaningful results? Mull that over.
This deep dive was brought to you with insights provided by Scopic.